Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country, and 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something, and he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback. And I was kind of shocked. Now, not shocked because I didn't think that was a possibility. Listen, of course, they want to move on. That's totally fine. But shocked because I just flew across the country. You could have told me this on the phone.
Aaron Rodgers, told by the Jets, thanks for coming. You're fired.
Kind of, right?
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Friday. RBC Heritage is underway. I've played this course, too. I wish I remembered more about it.
It's a beautiful course.
Yeah, Harbortown.
The par 3 with the creek in front that you showed that wraps around the back, too.
The lighthouse is really cool.
Yep.
Anyway, RBC Heritage. Justin Thomas tied the course record. Earlier this year, he tied the course record at Sawgrass. Not a bad year.
Yeah.
Be cool to have a course record.
Anywhere?
Sure. Build a new course. I'll play first. It's like putting your name first on a long drive contest. So you start on that hole, you get to write your name down. And then at the end of the tournament, people don't know where your drive was. They just know, oh, you must have hit a really good drive.
If you were that good, wouldn't you want to just... get the course record at every local course?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Like,
yes.
I've got these three. Now I got to get this one, and then I got to get that one. Although pros could probably just do that, right?
Probably.
Like,
isn't the story that Dustin Johnson has the record at Ivy?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, there you go. See, I know that. That's the kind of thing where if you're Dustin Johnson, who needs live? Just go set 100 course records.
Oh, I don't remember who the golfer is. Mike Shope told me a story once that he was a PGA guy maybe in like the 90s. What's the name? That he was playing a course here locally, and he was going to get the course record, and he doesn't care about it. So he's on the 18th tee and asks, what's the course record? And he needed like double bogey to break it, and he purposely hit like three shots in the woods because he's like, more important for that guy than it is for me. So if you were that good to have all the course records, you might be a pro player. And then at that point, like let that guy have it. Yeah, right. Let that guy have it because I'm going to go win the Canadian Open.
Trey White's back with the Bills. Locker cleanup for the Sabres and end of season pressers tomorrow. We expect that. Stay tuned. We got live and local programming all day on WGR tomorrow. Sports Talk Saturday kind of extended. And you can give us a ring at 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Tre'Davious White, you can give us a call there on the draft, of course. This time next week, we'll know the first round pick, if they made one, and we'll be waiting on round two.
where they have two picks, number 56 and number 62. We've got two draft parties, one Resurgence on night one. You can come to Resurgence with us. I don't know if you heard me mention this on the afternoon show, Joe, but the brand new debut reveal, official golf polo of the wide receiver train.
I was irrationally excited.
I was tasked with designing a golf polo that we could sell, and it'll be for sale there at the Resurgence party.
The first of potentially many in the JW golf line.
Listen, dreams come true.
Wow. I am pumped to
see this. So you want a shirt with trains on it? It's pretty. Here's the design. It's got a bunch of trains on it. That's it. Let's go. Let's draft a receiver.
Shouldn't it have trains like, well, how would you do that? Catching the football? No. Like a wide receiver on the train? Because you want it to be a wide receiver train, right? Not just a train?
Maybe you're just a fan of trains. That Howard might that's like true, this shirt because true. Howard just likes trains.
That's right. More people would be interested because it's a train polo rather than why like someone that doesn't know about the wide. Why are there footballs that are being thrown at this train?
If you buy this shirt and wear it around golfing, I expect it to be kind of like the experience of driving a Jeep. You see someone else in the shirt and you wave like, yeah.
Yep.
What's up? Got you.
Or it becomes like when you go like to famous places and you bring like a Bills flag. It's like, hey, if you get the chance to play St. Andrews, you wear your train.
People just say,
take a picture with your train polo at some of the famous courses of the world.
Listen, speaking of being like the Bills, you know, Bills fans, when they see each other, say, go Bills. Last year, this time, every time I was going to the Sabres game, people would just walk by me and say, like, choo-choo. So that's the official greeting of the wide receiver train enthusiast. If we're out golfing, you know, we say goodbye, it's like, choo-choo.
See, for that, you don't want them to draft a receiver this year at 30 because then that kind of takes...
Keep it alive. Right. It's always going to stay alive. It'll live forever, trust me. All right, 803-0550, we'll get some calls as we crank through this. I called it a sunny Friday. It's bright.
It's cloudy. Bright. We can't see the sun, but it's definitely peeking out somewhere.
It appears to be there somewhere.
Yeah.
John in Virginia is up to lead off the hour. Good morning, John.
Hey, Jeremy, long time no talk.
That's right, buddy. How are you?
Good. I have two questions. One, do you think the Bills, you know, being a McDermott, value loyalty to a fault and bring back Carolina and Bills players trying to catch lightning in a bottle? Like, for example, Dane Jackson and Tre'Davious White. I don't know what the salary is going to be on the salary cap on that, but I'd rather invest that money in a top-flight cornerback, if that's even possible, or trading for one. And number two, I would like to see you put this up as a poll someday. Is the Bills' yearly success, their one loss record, because of Bean or in spite of him, and really due to Josh Allen carrying this team on his back with good players, but not great players? For example, I know you're always banging the desk and you're saying, wide receivers, get him a number one receiver, get some top flight players at key positions. And on our Super Bowl run, when we were back in the 90s, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Bruce Smith, Cornelius Bennett, stud players at key positions, and we just don't have that. I just get your thoughts on everything.
Thanks, John. I don't think the Bills are good in spite of Brandon Bean at all. I do think Josh Allen, as much as anybody in the league, lifts everybody to a great degree, to even a point where I kind of want to be careful that we don't turn into what the Patriots became. Like, Sal today is talking about how the Bills have a good player development system, and I agree. You know, Jamarcus Ingram jumps in, and he's serviceable, or Alec Anderson. And
all the corners they've had over the years that were like seventh-round picks that just played.
But the flip side of that is, if they had a bad quarterback, we wouldn't remember their names. We'd be like, you finished 6-11. Who cares? Your third corner went in and had a good day. Like in New England, the thing that became so insufferable about them, they won so many Super Bowls. It's the Patriot way. It's everybody goes there and, you know, becomes amazing. It's like, yeah, maybe. Or maybe you remember all their names because Tom Brady is the best. Now, you might have the third best defense in football for a decade. And if your quarterback stinks, what do? You do nothing. Nothing happens for you. So Allen definitely highlights things. You know, I think the Bills have a lot of really good players. Really good players. A very good roster. It is very few
how is this guy on the team spots? Very few. Maybe none. Not many at all.
Yeah, not I mean, Elam.
Sure.
Kind of.
And he barely played. What,
right.
What they need is, you know, I'd like them to, not that you can actually do this, take three Bs and give me an A player. Give me an A-plus player. I just think they mm-hmm. need to find their way to one more truly high-level, incredible, on either side of the ball.
Right.
The way I've been using it is not an exact science, but another NFL top 100 player. That's last year, that was Allen and Dawkins. And mm-hmm. I think they should get like three more on that list to help them compete.
Right. Like, is the player development that they have unique to them? Like, do the Chiefs have it? Are they as good at it? Or do we just not think about it because they have three star players that grab all the attention? Because
right.
they have a Kelsey, they have a Chris Jones, they had a Tyreek Hill. Like, they have guys that kind of help explain away. The coach, too. The coach probably
the coach.
Takes some of that attention.
Yep.
But when you look at their history and their track record.
Their drafting is not incredible.
But it's not, again,
it's not
like,
terrible. It's not, you know.
Jalen Watson was a seventh-round pick that's become a really good corner for them.
There's your Benford.
And Isaiah Pacheco is a seventh-round pick that became a pretty good running back for them. And Noah Gray is a fifth-round pick that produces for them on offense. And, I mean, I could go on. Legarius Sneed was a fourth-round pick that became a star corner in the NFL. I can go on and on.
Yep.
So, like, I'm not saying the Bills aren't good at it, but is it unique to them? Is it better than, especially some of the other, they might be better than some teams, but the teams that matter, I mean, I just grabbed the one that is always consuming, you know, our brain space, and, I mean, they do this about as often as the Bills do, I think.
Yeah. Thanks, John, for the phone call. 803-0550. On Trey White, I would imagine the cap hit is tiny.
Oh, yeah.
And same with Dane Jackson. So
I would think super small.
And the reason there was one big money corner out there who's still available, Asante Samuel Jr., you know, they paid Benford, I think the right thing to do is to get a young, cheap corner. And I wouldn't even be scared off by the Elam thing. I was thinking about this and have even said this, Joe. You could draft a first-round corner. He doesn't even have to be as good as Benford. He has to be not as bad as Elam, who many think, by the way, was not as bad as the Bills kind of made him out to be. Just a guy yeah. that gets on the field of the first-round pick, that'll do the job.
Yeah.
You know, don't have it be a zero, which is what Elam really netted them zero. Because
yeah.
they wouldn't play him. And when they did play him in the biggest game, you know, like he wasn't prepared.
It was horrible. Yeah.
He wasn't prepared. So I don't think they need to get a stud corner. And that's... I don't know. Whatever.
They just need a corner. Don't they just need a corner that's better than what most of the time their number two corner has been? The bar has been it's not that high. They've had fine players
yeah.
that have been their corner twos, but nobody that ever really moves the meter. It's again, these are some of the stories of their player development. Is that position specifically? Some of the examples we just went through is that position. They have coached up guys that are probably not the greatest athletes to know the system, know the job, be insulated in the right ways, play the right type of zone scheme that they're not going to get you beat. But if you ever want to do more than that at that position, you know, you would like to have another guy on the other side that you're not as afraid to do different things with. And I think you've had players where I think this is part of the reason why Dane Jackson is a success story in player development, and Jamarcus Ingram is in that boat, and so is Levi Wallace, and there are other corners you can name for that. Part of it probably is they know who they've got over there, and they have to play a certain defense that way. They can't put them on an island, ever, because they know it's just going to get torched. And if you draft a first or a second-round corner that is a better athlete than these players, is a better prospect, and it hits... then now I feel like now we're really talking about the defensive coaching staff being able to do things different than they've had before.
803-0550. Keith in Lancaster is next up. Hey, Keith.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, good.
Hey, looking at that Jimmy Johnson chart, I looked at Minnesota drafts 24th and the Rams drafts 26th. Each have four picks. I would offer them next year's first, a second, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth. I don't care to move up to grab their first rounder. We wind up with two first rounders and a pick in the second round.
Okay, you mean not moving up, but just, hey, we'll trade our future first for your 24th pick right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Keith. You know what this sounds like? And I'm not knocking it. It sounds like a good fantasy trade idea where I'm a fantasy football player, I got a 24th pick, and I have not a lot of picks in this draft, and the Rams are a great example of a team that is stockpiled later. All right, sure, I'll just take a first next year. Where's your first going to be next year? At worst, 8 spots lower than this one?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the kind of trade that I think would get done.
No.
Because teams don't want to punt on having a first-round pick right now and just not have it.
Yeah, no, you would be more likely you would be trading. This would be one that would be more likely in fantasy, is you are trading. If you're at the end of the first round, you are trading.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, it doesn't work. No, it doesn't work at all. Because you're going to want to go down. You're basically going to want to be trading, you know, Cleveland would want to give you their future first for your first, or their second next year for
sure.
Your first now.
Well, I think the way...
Something like that.
Let's use the Rams and stick with the Rams as his example. If I'm the Rams, the way I justify this is they're picking 24th, and they have 11 first-round grades.
Yeah.
And next year's class looks really good, and the coach and the GM are safe. Like, you know what? They're going to give us a bunch of picks to not pick right here, and we get their first next year. Then we have two firsts next year. We like that class a lot. That gives us a lot of ammo.
But you're not doing that with the team that's lower than you. You're doing that with a team that's higher than you.
I think you could do it with a team lower than you in the right circumstance. Again, if the value chart is to be treated as if those values are real, then technically any math problem could work. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm picking, let's do a fantasy draft. I'm picking 11th, and mm-hmm. I'm picking 8th, and you are the champion. You offer me your first next year, and I get a bunch more. Like, okay, sure. I slid down 4 spots and a year. And I netted a second and 2/3. You know, if I have the time to deal with that, like I said, I think it's a terrible idea. It's just not the kind of trade that's ever really done in the NFL. You don't see a team trading away a first rounder for time. Like it's it's like an interest free loan on first round talent. But I like the thought, Keith. CJ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good.
So I understand a lot of people want to trade up in the draft. What I just personally wouldn't do it this draft unless you fell in love with somebody, because this draft is being, at least word of the media, is middle. All the media of the draft is in the middle of the draft. Why would you trade up when you have several picks? I would actually move back if I moved at all and stay in the middle. If there was somebody up earlier in the draft that I wanted to trade for, I would do so. But that's if you had maybe 5 elite players at 5 different positions. That gives you 25 players to say, okay, well, we can move up from 30 to 21, 23 and still grab an elite player, but there's not so many elite players. You'd have to get to like 10 to get somebody that would really make a difference on your team. And all of these, nobody's guaranteed. I'd rather trade for a known commodity in the league with my draft picks other than move up this year. That's just me personally.
Yeah. Right, because one thing that you are doing when you trade up is you still are getting an unknown commodity to some extent. You still are – you're not getting a sure thing. You know, you trade up in the first round last year for Brian Thomas. I liked Brian Thomas. I thought he would be a good player, but that was not a guarantee because you hadn't seen him play in the NFL. That's different than you trade your first-round pick for Trey Hendrickson, to me, who you know is going to be great the second he steps on the field. Trading up, listen, you gotta. You gotta have. You gotta love a guy, and I don't have a guy that I've loved for this. But if I put myself in Bean's head and try to figure out like what might he love, let's go back to his track record. He has been obsessed with defensive end. So that might be the position to think about if James Pierce from Tennessee starts falling a little bit into the high teens or into the low 20s, or Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M, who I think they've had in on a visit. Like a defensive end, that is a priority position that they have invested more in than anything. It's a value position, different than defensive tackle, different than safety, maybe even a little bit better than corner for that. Like maybe that's the position that we should be thinking about. If they were to actually trade up, it's going to be for that guy. Because they've done it.
What would you trade a future first for?
Hendrickson. In this draft, I don't think there's anything.
I tend to agree. I would do it for Travis Hunter. But
I would do it for Travis Hunter. That's not happening.
But again, that's probably not happening. Hendrickson, how could the Bills get Hendrickson? You want to do a very, very 30-second let's get stupid?
Yeah.
You find a team in the NFC in front of you and say, See if you can get Hendrickson. They won't talk to us. Seriously. See if you can get him.
Uh-huh.
Where's the draft order? Give me the draft order. We'll get to your spot.
Yeah, who do you want to call? You want to call up like the Falcons at 15?
You want to call Atlanta 15th. Yep.
Okay.
And say like, "Listen. Go trade your first for Hendrickson. Come on. Go do it."
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll trade you 30 and 62.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that math does right on the value chart. And a future sixth. And then Cincinnati.
Just throw a sixth. Probably yeah, three points on the draft chart.
That's the requisite. Throw it in there. And then Cincinnati gets hornswoggled like, "Oh, all right, he's off to Atlanta. They need defensive help."
Yeah.
Turn the tables. He's going to the Bills.
Yeah. Atlanta would have to know you're never doing business with Cincinnati again.
Uh-oh.
Right. I don't think you have to be worried about that, but
all right, that's your brief.
The Falcons GM would get so much heat for that. Great, right? It would like from his peers. Oh, from his peers.
Because he actually needs Trey Hendrickson.
Well, he needs to work with people in the league, and like is any GM ever gonna trust him again?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that at all.
I mean, you got to make deals, right? You got to make trades.
You do. And if teams won't make deals with me,
they might blackball you.
If they don't make deals with me out of spite, then they're hurting their own team. That's the NHL offer sheets are mean defense. Oh, no. Adam in New Jersey before the break. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
So, I love Trey White. I've always been a Trey White fan, but wasn't this guy labeled as, like, washed by the Rams and the Ravens? And also, signing him over bringing back Rasul, I don't understand what that means. I don't understand. We just had Rasul. He was here recently. He also doesn't have two major injuries that Trey has. And you're also telling me that Trey is a better option than having a younger Elam here with how Trey was performing in the league the last couple years. I feel like this is a scramble move by Bean because, one, I think the Bills are, like, addicted to these feel-good stories. And I know early in free agency there was reports that the Bills were, like, in a bidding war for Asante Samuel Jr. before his physical came back. I'd like to hear your guys' thoughts on that.
I guess the easiest answer is sink Trey White way far down the evaluation here. He doesn't rate as much as you're, like, making out to be. He's a depth signing. He might not make the team. up to 6.8 is a big deal. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen the numbers on the money. Why him instead of Douglas? Because he's probably cheaper.
That was my first thought.
He's probably much, much cheaper.
He's probably cheaper.
And Douglas probably wants to start, and Trey wants to catch on somewhere.
Yeah.
All that would be, Douglas probably thinks he's going to get, what, 12? 10? Not up to, but an actual salary of real money. And Trey White signs on a team he went back to. Like, I have almost no expectation for Tre'Davious White. He gets in some spot duty. He does well. That's great. I don't have him penciled in as the starter. I don't think the Bills do.
Do you know what he might be? Do you remember in the let me go way back here, 2007 NHL trade deadline, when Darcy acquired like four borderline AHL, NHL defensemen?
Just in case a million guys got hurt again.
Because what had just happened to them?
They got hurt a lot.
They all got hurt. Their defensemen all got hurt, and they lost to Carolina. What just happened to the Bills? Christian Benford got injured, and they had to play a corner that they told you with their actions for 3 years they did not trust, and they had to put him in there in the biggest game of the year, and they got cooked for it.
And not just that, but Romo pointed out multiple times in the broadcast they were going to play man.
Right.
And, like, you can't do it.
Right.
So you have to change your defensive structure. And
you have a dude in there you don't trust, and his confidence is probably shattered after how his career is gone. So just it didn't work. And you didn't really have much of a pivot. So Tre'Davious White, he might just be that defenseman the Sabres acquired in 2007, which is we're probably going to draft a rookie, and it's very likely that our starters at corner of an important position to begin the year are going to be Christian Benford and a rookie. A rookie and a guy that does get hurt a lot.
Yep.
And they probably just don't want to be in the same spot where they're in a big game and they have to play a guy they don't trust. And you might say Tre'Davious White is cooked or that he doesn't have much left in the tank, but, I mean, the Bills are showing you between him and Dane Jackson, what'd they do? They brought back two corners that they trust.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to draft somebody over top of them. Probably two somebodies.
Right.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, you can... If you're on hold, stay there. Happy Friday. Good Friday. It is a good Friday, right?
It is literally good Friday.
It's literally good Friday, and I'm labeling it also a good Friday. It's a good Friday and the good Friday. And the RBC Heritage underway. How's the leaderboard looking? I haven't looked at it.
It's JT and then Scheffler.
That's all right.
You can't
that. I'm still basking in the Rory glow.
Yeah.
I really am. Still feeling it.
He is like the only guy, only big name, not participating today. I think he went back to Northern Ireland
to see his parents,
celebrate with family.
Good stuff.
You got good weekend. I mean, RBC Heritage and both playoffs begin this weekend.
The NHL
tomorrow, and then NBA's tomorrow too. I think
the NHL schedule is light
tomorrow. I
mean, yeah, have you
noticed
that?
It's only two games.
Yeah, what's that about?
Blues, Jets, and then Avalanche, Stars. Is that just did those two teams not play last night? Did they want to give everyone like a certain amount of days off?
I mean, isn't Sunday light too?
Sunday is three games.
Okay.
3 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
That's better.
No, but you're right. Like, haven't they had this in the past where the opening night of the Stanley Cup playoffs was like five games, staggered schedule? I thought they got that right sometime recently, where like they had a game at 6:30, a game at 7, a game at 7:30, a game at 9:30, a game at 10. I thought they did that recently.
Have you completed the full former Sabre Cup watch?
No, I'm going to go through it, though.
Cousins, McCabe, Skinner.
Cousins. Oh, you said Cousins, sorry. Cousins, McCabe, Skinner. I think Evander Kane is back in Edmonton.
Yeah. All right.
Might be missing. Reinhardt again.
Eichel again.
Eichel winning two.
Give me Eichel again. Just come on.
Olsson. Eichel to Olsson for the cup-winning goal.
Allmark.
Yeah.
All right. Get a break in. 803-0550 on WGR.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah. We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.